Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. No time like the present. There are 60 seconds in 1 minute, and 60 minutes in 1 hour, and 24 hours in 1 day, and 7 days in 1 week. Every day that we rise from our place of rest, or every day that the grand sun rises in the eastern sky, or every day the number of the calendar changes, that day is a gift to us. It is a gift that brings with it privileges, blessings, opportunities, success, and a whole lot of other things. Today is a gift. Today is a gift. What will you do with the gift of today? Let us reason together. Recently, a small plane with 5 persons was nearing its destination when it ran into trouble and crashed. Just a few more minutes and it would have landed, and the persons on that plane would have gone on to do what they had planned. Sadly, 2 persons died. Why 2? Why not all of them? Or why not none of them? 2 persons who did not plan to die that day, that was gifted to them, they died. 2 persons who woke up one morning and did not live to see the end of the day, they died. The other piece of news I want to share with you is about a family of 4, or probably 5, I don't know, 2 parents and their young children went out one day for a day of fun. All things pointed to what would have been a great day together, and when it was over, they would all return home. Except one died. I mean, a family woke up one morning, left home to go and have some fun. They had plans for that day, and no doubt they thought of some future things. Maybe a birthday was coming up. Maybe one of them would probably go off into college. Who knows? Whatever it was, they had their plans. But all of that changed when one died that day. That news just left me in a place thinking of what we do with the gift of each new day. Today, I am talking to you. Yes, you. I want to thank you for listening, and I don't want to waste your time. Let us stop and think about your future and all the plans that you have made. Most of us plan to live to a ripe old age, and we do things to make that happen. We eat right, we exercise, we get enough rest, or so forth. Most of us expect that we will work, make good money, retire, and spend the latter years of our lives in ease and pleasure, surrounded by the evidence of a life of comfort and a good family, including grandkids. I saw that smile on your face. But have you stopped and thought that one of these days, down the road, that your heart will stop beating and your loved ones will mourn your passing? They will probably plan a funeral, a nice send-off, an event to say their final farewell. The end. But it is not the end, my friend. It will be the beginning of something called eternity, that vast, unending period where each of us will live on forever. Yes, this life as we know it will end, but there is life after death, and it is something that we cannot escape. It is something we must prepare for. After all, when a woman gets pregnant, she has a specific period to plan for the arrival of the baby, because she doesn't want to be caught off guard one day when she goes into labor and she's rushed to the hospital and she has made no plans and preparation for this baby. We plan for the future, but we don't have control of the future. But we can do something about the future today, in this moment. There is no time like the present, because anything can happen in the future, and the future is as close as the next hour on your clock. Don't for one moment take it for granted that you have absolute control of your future, but you have a say in what your eternity will look like. Allow me to share with you a quotation from the Bible. The Bible is a great book, special, something that you should check out and read sometimes. The Bible tells us about the past, the present, and the future, and it makes it clear that you, can make a decision about your future. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. That was a quotation from Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14. Those were the words of Jesus, who walked this earth nearly 2,000 years ago. On one occasion, he was having a chat with a large group of persons, and he told them that each of you have a choice about your future. Your decision today could well determine how your story ends. Stop and imagine the picture he painted in this excerpt from his speech that day. There are two gates, and each gate opens onto a road. One road is broad, and many persons are on that road. That road leads to destruction. It seems like all those persons on that broad road are heading to a dismal future. Then there is the other gate, a small gate, and the road that leads away from that gate is narrow. That road leads to life, and oddly enough, only few persons go through that small gate and take that narrow road. Strange, isn't it? But don't miss the opening line. Enter through the narrow gate. That was Jesus' advice. Be wise and go through the gate that opens onto a road that is not popular, but that road leads to life. Rather than follow the crowd through the broad gate, go down the broad road that scores of persons are on, but that road ends up in destruction. Right about now, you have a question, don't you? What do I do, Clyde? Well, thank you for asking. Here is another quotation from the Bible. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2. I'm telling you that today is the best time to make that decision. You could put it off for next week or when you attend the next funeral, but remember the two stories earlier of the persons who died? I can assure you that they did not expect to die that day, but they did. Today I want you to make the decision to choose eternal life, which means that after death, you will live with God in heaven forever. If you choose not to accept Jesus into your life, you are choosing to spend your life after death in eternal torment. A life in hell, literally. I'm not telling you to go join a church. No. Today I have stopped by to encourage you to invite Jesus into your life. Here is a simple prayer. Dear Jesus, I need you. Come into my life and change me and help me to choose the right road. Today I choose the gift of eternal life. Today I am making the decision to accept you into my life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That, my friend, is the absolutely best decision you could ever make. And you made it in the present, now. Congratulations on choosing Jesus. You will not regret that decision.